The small anti-immigration group calling itself Citizen Civil Defense was led by Bill Tebe. I asked his opinion about the impact of undocumented immigration on the economy.
They take jobs away from Americans. They're depressing the wages of Americans. The United States is a very generous country, so they collect all kinds of benefits. And for every $1 that they contribute to the economy, they actually take $1.51 in benefits from the taxpayers. And it is actually bankrupting the hospitals and the clinics all over the United States. It's a major crisis right now.
This view runs contrary to former Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan's 2001 congressional testimony, in which he stated that immigrants, including undocumented workers, are not a drain on the economy and contribute an estimated $70 billion while costing only $43 billion in local services. Bill Tebe made more serious accusations.
There could be as many as 30% of these people who are coming in here are actually felons. It's public knowledge. It's in the newspapers. It's on the television. These are government statistics.
A 1997 study by the conservative Hoover Institute, however, found just the opposite. Cities with larger foreign-born populations had lower crime rates. When asked about the climate of violence which the Minutemen movement has fostered, Bill Tebe, who claims ancestry back to the Mayflower, denies any racist influence.
I have no knowledge of any racists at all in any of these organizations that are protesting today. I don't see any choice. We have to close the borders. Number one, the international drug cartel is transporting $10 billion worth of drugs annually across the border. We know absolutely that the terrorists are crossing. They're already here in the United States.
Gail Golden is a co-chair of the Rockland Immigration Coalition and an organizer of the Day Laborer Center 2 blocks away. She helped mobilize the counter-protest.
Anti-immigrant activists around the country have tried to organize this national day called Protest the invasion being the arrival of immigrants into the United States. But in this case, the immigrants are not white. And so it is generating a very ugly response.
What do you attribute the increase in the number of day laborers in the past few years?
They are coming to the United States in general because the American government policies have decimated economies, particularly the farming economies in some of these countries. So their situations have become desperate.
And what type of support do you offer the immigrants?
The Day Laborer Center offers shelter, breakfast. It offers English lessons, computer lessons. We also provide assistance getting medical care. We work with the Attorney General's office to help them collect wages when their employers don't pay them.
As the counter demonstration grew, over 100 day laborers joined in and even spoke on Spanish language TV news. Among the group was Ricardo Montoya, a former Guatemalan policeman who came to the U.S. in 1993 without a green card, became a citizen 6 years later, and now owns his own construction company. He supports immigration reform.
Most of the cleanup, pick up all the garbage, work in the restaurants, dishwashers. Americans, people, they don't want to do that kind of job. And I also think if they stop work 1 week, the economy could go down.
A lot of people showed up this morning to support day laborers.
I feel good about it because I see some American people, they with us. They know we're here to work to support this country, to improve the economy.
Mr. Montoya points out to the new restaurants, bakeries, and other businesses in the vicinity, which are immigrant-owned and paid taxes. A good policy, he says, should be to give immigrants 5-year work permits and offer permanent residence to those who show good behavior. Ron Figueroa, also co-chair of the Rockland Immigration Coalition, is very concerned with the House passage of the immigration bill sponsored by Representative Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin and King from Staten Island.
We're urging certainly Senator Clinton and Schumer to oppose this and to speak outright against it.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Wynn.